I'll let you know if it's time to stop.
I am pressing record, which changes. I'm Tim. I'm a sex and love addict.
Hey, Tim.
I hope I can forget that I pressed record and not think that, you know, this recording is being engraved in stone for all time. But we'll see. If I can't, then I'll turn it off. Thank you for letting me be here to speak. I'm glad to be doing this service opportunity. And I was telling Mark, you know, I suffered no inconvenience coming here. There was no closed traffic. It's really close to my house. I was already awake, which makes it not feel like service, you know? You have to suffer a little bit, I was told, for it to be of service, but maybe the nagging iPhone recording screen will make me suffer enough that it's a service. The thing I wanted to talk about is that this program works. It worked for me. It is working for me. And it's weird, and it's hard, and it's corny, and that's true of all 12-step programs, but you know, it's a weirder one for me than the other multitude of 12-step programs that I'm in. But the fact is, for me and for others, you know, none of those programs addressed this disease, and it's a specific weird disease, and it needs a specific weird program to treat it. And it's different from other programs in that if you are addicted to alcohol and you stop drinking alcohol, you immediately feel better, right? You want to drink alcohol again, you want to do drugs again, but you're not waking up with a hangover and you have immediate gratification, right? And if you're in Al-Anon, you have, you know, you give up a little control and you feel immediate gratification. This program does not have immediate gratification. The withdrawal period is the unique thing about this program, and I think that's what made it hard for me, and that's what makes it hard for a lot of people. And one thing I've noticed, you know, I had a hard time putting together time in this program, and a lot of other people have a hard time putting together time in this program, and it's because withdrawal is a weird thing. And you know, part of it is just there is a lack of biological release and withdrawal that compounds the difficulty of eschewing the other behaviors that you're supposed to stop doing, right? There is a hard hump to get over in withdrawal. And the withdrawal chapter in the Slob book, when I first read it, I was confronted with this bizarre piece of literature that I really couldn't stand. And then, of course, looking back on it, as it says in there, it's like, when you look back on the withdrawal period, you'll miss it. You'll find it to be a very simple part of your, you know, period in your life that you'll feel nostalgic for. And it's true. But when I first went through withdrawal, of course, it was not like that. So one thing that I wanted to talk about is just a couple good weird things about this program that really helped me. That really helped me to get to the part where, like, I felt like it was working. Because I wasn't really sure that I wanted it, right? Withdrawal is hard, but there is a hump that you hit, and I'm thinking about this a lot because I have a sponsee that's going through this right now. There is a hump that you hit, and after that, for me, it started feeling like a vacation from all the things that I was doing that I really did want to stop. And I'm glad this is like a romance intrigue and fantasy meeting, because sex is not a thing that I wanted to stop. I don't know that it's a thing that anybody wants to stop. I like it. But getting attached to unavailable, inappropriate, and downright dangerous people that can try to have you physically harmed or thrown in jail is something that I did want to stop. And pining over people that I had no business being with, that being with them actively harms me, them, and everyone around me is something that I wanted to stop, right? And in withdrawal, at a certain point, I woke up one day and I realized, like, I'm not like DMing some woman that I'm going to try to chase down anymore, and I love it. I have the whole day to not do that, and I love it. I am on vacation from what I was chasing after, and I love it. I am on a vacation. So I pray for anybody that's in the early part of withdrawal, just be patient, give it a minute, and get to the vacation. And all you got to do, remember, it's one day at a time. All you got to do is not do a specific set of actions today. Romance, fantasy, and intrigue is an interesting thing, and it's a thing that I struggled with, right? In terms of like, what is a relapse? One of my bottom lines is no obsessive fantasizing, right? What does that mean? I don't know. Like, at what point, you know, here's what I have found. I cannot fight my thoughts, right? There's a saying that you're responsible for your first action, your second thought, or whatever. I have chosen to believe, and maybe I'm wrong, I am not responsible for any of my thoughts. And the harder I try to fight my thoughts and my fantasies, my fleeting daydreams and fantasies, the more they harrow me, right? And the more I just let them pass, the more I just, like, I have this thought that's like, man, I'd really like to call her right now, and what would happen? Oh, my gosh. If I just let it go through me, if I, you know, I learned in the 11th step, like, meditate and let your thoughts pass by like fish passing by in a tank, right? I let my romance, fantasy, and intrigue pass me by like fish passing by in a tank. And it would be a relapse if I took deliberate action with the intent to relapse. If I took an action that existed outside of my own cranium, right? If I made my fingers move on a keyboard in the physical world to send a direct message to an inappropriate romantic partner, right? That's an action. But a thing I've found helpful is that the less I battle my thoughts, the less they battle me, right? It is normal and natural for weird things to occur. Like, I think about horrific acts of violence when I'm in traffic on a daily basis. And the more I acknowledge that it's just part of the static and just let it go, the better off I am. I love this program. I wonder if the amount that I hated this program coming in is proportional to the amount that I love it now, as it is in so many things in life. But again, just what I want to say is, like, if you're here and you're new and you're like I was, and you think this is the corniest shit you've ever heard in your life, and you read the book and it's the corniest book you've ever read in your life, which is kind of true, right? Just give it another day. Just give it a minute, because it has worked so well for me. And, you know, I have the cash and prizes of SLA. I have what I always wanted. I'm absolutely, at this moment, I'm absolutely living my dream. I came here from my nice house with my beautiful fiance and my dog. I was sleeping with my dog, who's my girlfriend's dog, you know, started out. So in the relationship, I got this bonus dog. I wake up, I give my beautiful fiance a kiss. I tell her I got to go speak at SLAA. She's like, come back soon, baby. You know, it's a beautiful dream. But the cash and prizes are not what it's about, right? Like, she was mad at me this week. She was mad at me because I ate some chicken. I did the William Carlos Williams plum poem with some chicken that she had in the fridge. And she was mad, right? And I got to feel like what it, you know, I got to feel my disease a little bit, because when she's mad, I play the tape forward. I'm like, oh, she's leaving me. She's going to leave me. Not only that, she's keeping the house. I'm going to be out on the street. I'll never find anyone again. I'll live the rest of my life alone, miserable, sleeping in a storage unit, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And like, what the cure is, or what the result of the program is like, okay, if she leaves me, I am going to continue to live. I continue to exist as a person. And there's a point to my walking around on the planet, and I can continue to help others, and I'm not going to self-harm, I'm not going to harm anybody else, and I'm not going to completely vanish from the world, right? That's the program. And that allows me to have the cash and prizes, but that's kind of like a side note, right? I walk around. No matter what happens in my sexual and romantic life, I'm going to live and I'm going to do my best to enjoy life and help other people. And that is what the program does. And again, no other program scratches the itch. I was in, I think it's at five. No other, as you know, as much as the paradox of all 12-step programs is like you have an entire psychic change, right? The magnificent God or whatever your higher power is, you have an entire psychic change. You're a completely different person, and it lasts a day. And as soon as you stop going to meetings, calling newcomers, and working the steps, you become a complete maniac again instantly. It's the power, the incredible absolute power of the program, and the incredible absolute ephemeral nature of the program. It blows away. I mean, you can build up some sobriety, you can put some money in the bank, but you really have to keep doing it. And another weird thing about it is that the all-encompassing nature of the 12-step program is kind of not true. You kind of do need different programs for different diseases. And this program treats this weird disease that so many of us have manifest in different ways. And again, I'm glad this is a specific meeting about romance, fantasy, and intrigue, because that was really why I stopped doing it, right? And stopping, I'm going to say P and M because I'm recording this, like some places don't let you say the words, right? Stopping P was no problem whatsoever, and I used it extensively. Stopping that was no problem. For some people, that's a problem, right? Stopping, like, flirting with people was a problem, right? Stopping obsessing over people was a problem. But it works. And the other thing, the other iPhone note that I wanted to, that I was like, I should talk about this, right? A great thing for me in this program, and a thing that I found like sponsees forgetting that I need to remind myself to remind them of, is top lines, which I've not had in any of my other programs. Top lines. Top lines are the greatest thing, right? Part of your program is doing your top lines, and a top line, not only, you know, obvious, like go to a meeting, blah, 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 blah. All the things your sponsor chews you out about is a top line. But also like bird watching is a top line, right? Doing karate is a top line, or whatever you want, jujitsu, whatever you want to do, right? Lifting weights is a top line. Eating a nice meal is a top line. Reading a good book, anything you enjoy that isn't harming somebody, that is not part of your disease, is a top line. And by God, like, do your top lines, right? That will keep you sober. Like, there is a moment in this program where it stops becoming a chore and starts becoming like, man, life is really great, you know? Life is really great. SLA is the most profound 12-step program I've experienced. And again, I don't know. I think there's something to, I think the more you hate it at first, like if you're in here hating it, you will love it all the more if you just stick with it a little bit. Just have patience with it, stick with it a little bit, and it works. And I think that's all I got. Thank you.